الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. اللهم زدنا علما كثيرا وفقها في الدين وعملا متقبلا. أسأل الله تعالى أن يوفقنا لما يحب ويرضى، وأن ينفعنا بما علمنا، وأن علمنا ما ينفعنا، وزدنا علما كثيرا. وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. أما بعد، فالسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله يبارك فيكم إن شاء الله تعالى. إن شاء الله today we'll be continuing in the series of classes on the مخارج الحروف, and we'll be discussing the letters of the tip of the tongue. And today will be the second lesson on the letter seen. The letter seen. The letter seen is from the letters that are pronounced from the tip of the tongue and what is in between the top and bottom front incisor teeth. And the letter seen is a letter that is thin and it has the quality of safid, or the whistling sound. The seen is a letter that is one of the whistling letters. Here on the page today we have some rules regarding the seen. The seen is a thin letter, so it's important to make it thin by keeping the sides of the mouth apart and the top and bottom of the mouth closer together. أسروا يسبحون عسى قسمنا. If it's not made thin, then it will end up becoming like the following words. أصروا تصبحون عصى قسمنا. Also the seen, if it's repeated, we have to pay more attention to it so that we pronounce it twice clearly. وَتَرَى النَّاسَ سُكَارَى. وَتَرَى النَّاسَ سُكَارَى. You notice the shadda on the noon and the thinness of the calf and the thickness of the ra. لِنَّاسِ سَوَاءَ. Here you notice again the noon has a shadda. لِنَّاسِ سَوَاءَ. Here on the end, the hamza with the fathatan, if you were to continue سَوَاءً, when you stop on an ayah, you make an alif. This is called mad iwad. Sawa'a, like nisa'a, Surah Nisa. So you pronounce an alif on the end. Wash-shamsa siraja. Wash-shams, the shadda on the sheen. Wash-shamsa siraja. Two seens in a row here. The ra is the siraja. Seen is one of the letters of hiding of the nun sakina and the tanmeen. The nun hides in the seen. So this is pronounced by putting the tongue close to the makhraj, the emission point of the seen, and making a ghunna sound for two beats. For example, min sa'a, min sa'ata. Here, please notice the nun is hidden in the seen. Min sa'ata. The second ayah, سيكون. The third, ورجلا سلما. ورجلا سلما. Here we have the ikhfa of the tanween رجلا سلما. The noon is not pronounced clearly, but rather it's hidden in the seam. رجلا سلما. Okay. And then we have the rule of the mim followed by the seen. The mim is pronounced clearly. Here we have وَبَنَيْنَا فَوْقَكُمْ سَبَعًا شِدَادًا. وَبَنَيْنَا فَوْقَكُمْ سَبَعًا. See, the mim is not hidden. فَوْقَكُمْ سَبَعًا. فَوْقَكُمْ. Press the lips tightly together. سَبَعًا شِدَادًا. Here in this ayah. Pay attention to the qaf and the kaf. فَوْقَكُمْ. فَوْقَكُمْ. The seen is what is called a sun letter, meaning that the lam, when you have the alif lam in the beginning, you skip over the lam and we go directly to the scene and we make it have a shabda. So here we have as-sa-ihun. The lam, you notice it's not al-sa-ihun, as-sa-ihun. This is called a sun letter. In other places, when the lam is in a separate word, then the scene is pronounced clearly. قُلْ سَأَتْلُوا عَلَيْكُمْ مِنْهُ ذِكْرًا قُلْ بَلْ سَوَّلَتْ لَكُمْ أَنفُسُكُمْ أَمْرًا فَصَبْرٌ جَمِيلٌ فَصَبْرٌ جَمِيلٌ. Does anybody know what surah this is in? Surah Yusuf alayhi salam. And finally, the scene is found at the beginning of several surahs in the Quran. Surah Shu'ara, Surah An-Naml, Surah Qasas, Surah Yasin, and Surah Shura. The scene is one of the letters that you find in the beginning, the Haruf al-Muqatta'at, the separated letters that Allah put as His signs in the beginning of certain surahs. For example, Qasin. The scene is pronounced, the whole letters are pronounced here. Qasin. It's pronounced separately. So these are some of the rulings regarding the scene, inshaAllah ta'ala. Is there any questions about the scene? Pronunciation of any of these ayahs?
When you make the unna sound, do you stretch it? Like min sa'atahu?
Yes. You stretch the unna sound two beats. Because that's just the rule of ikhfa and idgham. You elongate it when you pronounce it. So yeah, about two beats. You put the tongue close to the scene and give the ghunna sound for two beats and then go directly to the scene. Any other questions on the scene? Inshallah. So Allah make it easy for you, inshallah ta'ala. We have a few ayahs here, so how about let's maybe each recite five or six ayahs, inshallah. Start on the right here.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أسروا يسبحون عسى قسمنا.
Okay, good. Now the ayahs with the sword.
أصروا تصبحون.
Good. Make sure you keep the tat there. تصبحون.
تصبحون.
Good.
عصا.
Very good.
قسمنا. وترى الناس Sukara.
Yes.
Watarana Sukara.
Very good. That's good. Does that come okay? Yes.
Linnasi Tawa'a.
No.
Ash-Shamsu Siraja.
فتحة الشمس
أو الشمس سراجا.
أحسنت. And in the Welsh
just the word is not proper.
Is it سراجا أو سراجي؟
This is سراجا.
This is سراجا here? Oh, okay. Okay, yes.
من شاءته من ساءته أن سيكون ورجلا سلما وبنينا فوقكم سبعا شدادا السابحون.
I think there's a Hamza here. السائحون
السائحون
نعم And this is a mad lazim, I think, right?
السائحون
أحسن جزاك الله خيرا
قل سأتلو عليكم منه ذكرا
Yes, there's a humps on the cat. ذكرا
قل سأتلو عليكم منه ذكرا
Good.
قال بل سولت لكم أنفسكم أمرا فصبر جميل فصبر جميل طاسيم ميم
Okay, good. The ta is actually a short letter. Ta is very short, and then seem ميم is longer. It's the six beats.
Ta, seem, ميم
Very good. Now the seem, that's right. Now. You want to be a little bit more, or is that?
Asarru.
Yes.
يسبحون أسا قسمنا قسمنا أصروا تصبحون أصا قسمنا قسمنا
Yeah, the sound is thick, seen as a thin sound. Very good. جزاك الله خيرا. تمام الموجود ان شاء الله. جزاك الله خيرا.
وترى الناس سكارى.
كاف استن سكارى.
وترى الناس سكارى. للناس سواء
سواء
للناس سواء الشمس سراجا من ساعة
من ساعة
من ساعة أن سيكون ورجلا سلاما
I'm going to hide the noon sound in the scene ورجلا سلاما
ورجلا سلاما
Very good
وبنينا فوقكم سبعا شدادا
سبعا شدادا
سبعا شدادا وبيننا فوقكم سبعا شدادا وبنينا فوقكم سبعا شدادا السائحون
قل سأتلو عليكم منه ذكرا
Good. If you'd like to make a little bit more humps on the ta and the calf سأتلو عليكم منه ذكرا
قل سأتلو عليكم عليكم منه ذكرا
نعم إن الميم هذا الشدة عليكم منه ذكرا
قل سأتلو عليكم منه ذكرا قال بل سولت لكم أنفسكم أمرا فصبر جميل
Very good. There's a hiding here. فَصَبَرٌ جَمِيلٌ
فَصَبَرٌ جَمِيلٌ طَاسِينٌ.
Very good.
أسروا يسبحون عسى قسمنا أصروا تصبحون عسقى قصمنا.
Very good. Very good. Okay. All right, William.
Yeah, what about the last letters? Do you merge sin and meme? Like sin meme, or you pronounce separately sin meme?
Sin meme. There's no merging here. The noon sakin followed by the meme with a haraka on it. There's no sin meme. Yeah, it's just pronounced clearly. Yeah, I think that's pronounced properly.
وَتَرَى النَّاسَ سُكَارَى لِلنَّاسِ سَوَاءَ الشمس سراجا من ساعة أو سيكون ورجلا سلما. وَبَنَيْنَا فَوْقَكُمْ سَبْعًا شِدَادًا السَّائِحُونَ.
Very good. Very good.
كل ساعة تلو عليكم منه ذكرى.
If you can do that, try to put the tongue out a little bit more. ذكرى. Still like the ذكرى. It's like ذاكر, right? That
ذكرى.
Yes,
right. ذكرى.
Very good.
قال بل سولت لكم أنفسكم أمرا.
If you make the cough a little bit thicker. قال
قال قال قال قال بل سولت لكم أنفسكم أمرا.
Here the sword is thick.
فصبر جميل فصبر جميل طاسين ميم طاسين ميم طاسين ميم أسروا يسبحون أسى قسمنا أسروا تصبحون عصى قسمنا
If you can make the mouth a little bit fuller,
قسمنا.
Very good. And the noon is then
قسمنا.
Very good. Is that coming okay?
وترى الناس سكارى للناس سواء. الشمس سراجا.
Good. You know that surah, right? Amma yatasaal. Yes.
Min sa'ata.
Yes, the noon is hiding in the scene. Min sa'ata.
Min sa'ata. An sayakun.
Yes, the same thing, the noon is hiding. An sayakun.
An sayakun. ورجلاً سلاما.
ورجلاً سلاما.
ورجلاً سلاما.
ورجلاً
سلاما.
Oh, this is a different word.
Seems like how like there's
salama.
A
yeah, there's that's a different word. Yeah.
وبنينا فوقكم سبعا شدادا.
Okay, good. Just one here, the qaf, fawqakum.
وبنينا فوقكم.
The qaf is thick, the kaf is thin. It's a little tricky here. Fawqakum.
فوقكم.
Very good.
سبان شدادا.
Very good.
السائحون.
A little bit more air in the hat. سائحون.
السائحون.
Very good. MashaAllah.
قل سأتلو عليكم منه ذكر
من
عليكم منه يس عليكم منه ذكرى
ذكرى
ذكرى.
Say, I shall tell you about his story.
Kahf?
Yes, yes, very good, mashallah. Surah Al-Kahf. Okay, this is
Qala, bal sawalat. لكم أنفسكم أمرا فصبر جميل.
Very good.
طاسين مين.
جزاكم الله خيرا. And I reward you. And I reward you جزاكم الله خيرا. Any questions on the scene?
Ashrabai was asking why not read it as Salama or Salama, because you know back home when we read it by the vowel, so seen lam, and lam does not have the straight fatha on it. It is slanted fatha. I guess that's what he was asking. Why not read it salama instead of salama?
Right, right. Salama, you'll see a little. They call it alif of actually a little tiny alif. They will write it there. They call it a dagger alif. It looks like a little tiny
kara alif. That's what.
Yes, kara alif. So if that's there, then it's salama. If it's not there, then it's salama. Slightly different meaning in Arabic. Rajul and salama means a peaceful man. And salama is the greeting.
Yeah.
We say salamu alaykum. It's a greeting. But salama is when you're describing somebody who's peaceful. So, yeah. Salam is a greeting. Peace be upon you. Salam is like a peaceful person. Peaceful.
I think mostly I was thinking, you know, the way it sounded when you said it, it sounded like there's tashaddud up there, salama. So you're connecting seen with love. But I can see the difference now.
Right, there's an alif after the lam.
Yeah.
Salama. It would be a little tiny. Let's
see
if they have an example here of the alif.
Like sukara.
Sukara, right. If you look in the word sukara, in the third group of ayahs, they have a little alif there. That's called alif al-sanjari. The dagger alif, they call it. A small alif that indicates there's
you say alif al-khanjar?
Al-khanjar, yeah. That's what they call it. Yeah, dagger alif. Looks like a little small knife or sword or something like that. So. Good question. Any other questions on these eyes here? To answer your question whether or not Tawseen means, I think according to the rules, there would be ikhfa of the mean in the mean. Tawseen noon followed by the meem. The it's not from it's not idhar. Oh, it's idhram. No, the letters are idhram and the noon. So there's idhram between the noon and the meem.
It's connect with the meem.
There is a connection, yeah. Because the rules of idhram, you have the noon sound with the sukun followed by a meem. It's idhram.
So you get the sound of meem.
That's
then.
Right. Yeah, the noon will be mixed with the meem.
That's
meem. Yeah, right. So you say
Qasim.
See how the noon is mixed with the meem? Because the letters are merging in Arabic are yal and manun. Yal, meem, lam, meem, and noon. Whenever any of these letters, yal, manun, comes after the noon sakin, then there's a merging. Like man yama, main yama. So the meem is one of those letters that's merging. So the noon is going to merge in the meem. That's right. Seem, meem, something like that. Yeah, so do that.
Yarmalun, there is no seen in Yarmalun.
The end of the seen, there's a noon sound, right? Seen, there's a noon, right? And then the next sound is the meem.
Not the letter noon in Yarmalun, not the sound. Yarmalun is a noon, not the sound.
There's the noon and there's also meem. Yarma, the meem. So whenever you have a meem after the noon with a noon sakin, like seen, if you were to write it out, would be seen ya noon with a sukun. Seen followed by the next word meem. So we have the noon followed by the letter meem. So whenever you have the noon sakin followed by a meem, then there's a merging between the two. Seen meem, like this. Can you see how the? Because if you were to write out the word seen, the way you pronounce these letters is you write them out. Wa, seen, meem. So then if you know, to know whether there's merging or not, you look at the rule of idgham. You have the word seen, right? Seen, it ends with what letter?
Noon.
Meem. Noon.
Oh, right? Seen, noon.
And then what's the first letter immediately after the noon?
Meem.
Meem. And then the rule of tajweed is that whenever you have the word, one of the letters of idgham, yarmanun, after the noon with a sukun on it, you have to merge it. That's the rule of idgham. So here, you have seen, meem. So the noon from the seen, the word seen, is joined with the meem afterwards. So meem, like this. May Allah bless you with Quran al-Azim. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah. 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 Alhamdulillah.